Well, for years now, we have been working to salute Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and the work they do in part to celebrate the great relationships that kids and adults form with each other, to encourage you to get your son or daughter or niece or nephew or somebody in your family involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, or to encourage you to get involved as a big. And today, Anaya and Ashley are here. Hi, Anaya.
Hi.
How old are you?
10.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And what school do you go to?
Linden.
I've been to Linden. What grade are you in?
5th.
You weren't part of our radio club, were you?
No.
You'll see in the upper left-hand corner over there on the wall, pictures of Linden. Actually, they were 5th graders last year. I'll pull that down and show it to you later. I like Linden. It's a great school. Do you like it there?
Yes.
What are some of your favorite subjects in school or things to do?
My favorite subject is math and gym.
That's a neat combination. What are you doing in math now? What are you learning about?
Multiplication with 3-digit numbers and 1-digit numbers.
Woo! So you could do, wow. So like 123 times 3, you'd be able to do that pretty easily.
Yes.
You can't do that in your head, can you?
No.
That would be something if you could do that in your head. We'd put you to work right here doing things. What do you like to do in gym?
I like to run laps and just race.
Are you a good runner? Are you pretty fast?
Yes.
Well, that's excellent. Well, let's meet your big sister who is here, and her name is Ashley Manco. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Where are you from?
I am from the North Hills.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And how long have you two been together?
2.5 long years.
Long? Oh, my goodness. Does it seem long to you, Anaya?
Yes.
It does. Tell me what it was like when you two first met, Anaya.
I felt a little nervous about it, and then we started having fun, and then I got used to it.
Yeah, I'd be nervous, too, if it was me. What was it like for you, Ashley?
You know, it is nerve-wracking because Big Brothers Big Sisters has you meet the parents first, and they kind of have to give their stamp of approval before you can move forward. So you're kind of nervous. It's like an interview, and you're just meeting the parents for the first time and going through the whole interview and vetting process, so it's a little nerve-wracking, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, now you know how we guys feel when we have to ask for somebody's hand in marriage or when we have to meet.
That's exactly how I felt, yes.
Who else is in your family, Adaya?
I have 2 other sisters and 2 brothers.
And what are their names?
Patrick, Paige, Amira, and Jaden.
You've got a big family. And do you have any pets?
No.
And tell me some of the things you like to do together. The first thing I'm curious about is, did you ever do something that you just were laughing so hard you just couldn't stop because it was so much fun or just funny?
I really don't remember, but yeah, probably.
Ashley, you can jump in too. Is there something you especially like to do?
We think it's really fun to do laser tag together.
It's a
really fun thing for us to do.
How do you play laser tag, Anaya?
Well, you're in like a really dark room, and there's places for you to hide, and you have this gun. And there's a sensor on, you have headphones, and there's a sensor on your headphones, and you have to point the gun at the earphones, and if you get hit, then you lose a life.
Wow. That's, I didn't know that's how you played. I've never played it. And can you tell when you hit somebody else, or is it the honor system? They have to just detect the sound. You must see, do their headphones light up or something when you hit them?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured that would have to be the case. And if you're as fast as you say you are in gym, you're probably very good. Plus, you have less target area than an adult would.
Right. It's really not fair.
It doesn't sound fair at all when it gets right down to it. What other things do you enjoy doing, Anaya? Do you remember some things you've done together that were really special?
I like to go to her house and watch movies and make brownie sundaes.
Nice.
And we like to go to Wildwood together.
I want to hang out with you guys.
You should want to.
Sounds fun. Now, do you mean Wildwood out near North Park?
Yes, we love Wildwood.
And what do you do there?
The go-karts, they have laser tag there. We play games, and I is pretty good at arcade games. Anything that's there, really. Goofy golf.
Do they still have that big old flea market there?
No. Okay. I remember that from when I was little.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been out there.
No, they don't have that anymore.
Why?
We were just talking about this morning, our families actually celebrate Christmas Eve together.
Really?
We're starting to get excited for that to come up.
So this will be your third Christmas together, it
mm-hmm.
sounds like.
Yeah.
And that's got to be fun. What do you do?
Well, my my mom's side of my family has a humongous Christmas Eve party that goes until all hours of the evening, just to get the kids tired out enough. And so her family started coming over and celebrating with us, so we do that every year. They come to my aunt's house in the North Hills, and we just all hang out, open presents, eat dinner together.
Well, that sounds like a nice evening. Now, you don't get tired out, do you, Anaya?
You don't strike...
You don't strike me as the kind of person that would get tired out very easily. I can tell just by looking at you. have you ever thought about what you might want to be when you get older?
I want to play basketball when I get older.
Okay, and are you any good now at basketball?
Yes, I used to play for my school.
Nice. And what about you? Not when you get older, actually, but do you ever play basketball?
Yes, actually, I coach a team here on the north side.
Nice. What team do you coach?
I coach for Urban Impact.
Excellent. I know mm-hmm. them quite well.
Yeah.
Do you know Sister Aisha at Urban Impact? Maybe not. She's downtown, actually.
No, I don't.
But I like Urban Impact a lot.
It's a great program.
They do a good job. What do you do for a living?
I'm a nanny, actually.
Excellent.
So I clearly love children.
What made you... You may have just answered that question. I was going to ask you how you came to Big Brothers Big Sisters. What motivated you to get involved?
Volunteering has always been a huge thing in my family. So I came up knowing how important it was to give back. My mom was involved in a program like Big Brothers Big Sisters. I think it was called Whale's Tales or something like that. But I remember mm-hmm. her having a younger sister when I was little, and I loved it. And her younger sister loved it, and I just thought it was really important to volunteer and give back. So when I was finished with college and I came back to Pittsburgh, I started looking for different opportunities. And, you know, just I knew about Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I thought that would be the best way for me to get involved since I love having one-on-one relationships with kids.
Anaya, I never asked how old you were, but you're in fifth grade, so I'm guessing you're 10?
Yes.
All right, I got it correct. And this is kind of a weird question, but how has your life changed since Ashley came into it? Any ideas about that?
Well, actually, my dad really isn't around me that much, and so she's like another role model for my dad.
That's really nice. And what's important about having a role model?
It's just another person to look up to.
That's a good thing, to be able to have somebody that'll give you ideas about how to behave and how to act. How about for you, Ashley? What's been different?
You know, just seeing the impact that it has on Anaya's life and having her want to hang out with me and to call me and to just, you know, want to be around me is really fulfilling.
That's nice. How do you two keep in touch when you are not together?
Her mom and I text a lot. So we keep in touch that way pretty well. We'll call each other on the phone, but we see each other a pretty decent amount.
Well, that's great. And also here is Mark Heinbachel, who I don't think you've been here before, Mark.
I haven't.
Well, welcome. Yes. Are you new to Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I'm fairly new. I started full-time in January of this year. So.
And tell me more about yourself.
Well, I am the Program Enhancement and Grants Associate at Big Brothers Big Sisters, so my role is to bring money into the organization by writing grants to foundations, and I also help to develop opportunities for people like Ashley and Anaya to spend time together in the community. One of my roles is to contact local organizations and try to find some activity opportunities for them that might be low cost, or things that they might not get to do otherwise if they weren't involved in this program. So it just gives them another outlet to spend time together.
Well, that's terrific. What attracted you to working for an organization like Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, I've always been very interested in volunteer work, and so when I entered my undergraduate studies, I studied social work in school, and this was just a natural transition to me. I really liked the concept of mentoring, and I was actually at Big Brothers Big Sisters for an internship during my master's program, and they decided to hire me full-time, so
that
worked out very nicely.
That's great. Now, I was thinking about something, Anaya. Do you think you're a role model for anybody?
Not really.
I mean, it seems to me you're good at math, and you're good at sports, like you were saying. You're really great to talk to. You're a good listener. It seems to me, are your brothers or sisters, are any of them younger than you?
Actually, I have one older brother that I never met before, and everybody else is younger than me.
So I'll bet you're a role model to your siblings that are younger, I would think. And I see that Ashley's nodding her head.
Anaya's very level-headed, and she has a sister, Amira, who's just a few years younger than her, who I know really looks up to her.
Oh, I'll bet she does. The queen, Amira. If my memory's right, I think Amira is queen.
Well, you have no idea how accurate that is.
We were talking before this morning about making things, because the make shop opens at the museum today. Mm-hmm. It just opened for the first time ever. And there's a big makers fair here tomorrow. Do you make things at all?
I make these monsters out of paper. I make paper footballs out of them.
Interesting. So you make a paper football out of the monster?
Yes.
How do you do that?
It's like a paper transformer.
I make a giant paper football and two small paper footballs, and then I turn the little ones into horns. Then I make the big one. I make the big one into a face.
I like it. I'm like looking at all these pieces of paper I have here right now, and I'm like tempted to give you a piece of. We've already done the 6 o'clock hour. We don't need that piece of paper anymore. That's a really good idea. Do you draw on them when you're done? Draw pictures?
No, I give them away.
Oh, cool. That's really neat. Do either of you guys make anything? Since it's Maker's Day, Ashley and Mark are here. We're going to talk about making.
I do a lot of arts and crafts with the kids that I nanny.
Mark just made this expression.
Mark makes expressions.
Mark.
I do make
Do that again, Mark. That was amazing. He did like this sideways, I only thought you could do that with a slash and a colon on.
That's
you know.
One of my greatest skills in life is facial expression.
Are you serious?
Say. No.
He Mark can make did. Any emoticon actual real life.
Mark just did this I don't make anything. So maybe, you know, Anaya could teach you how to make these paper football monsters.
Yeah, I'm very interested in learning.
Well, you could go to the make shop. We have a pass for you guys, which you can use today.
Perfect.
Or any time.
Thank you so much.
Between now and the end of the year. And as I look in my other pocket here. No, not that pocket. Hiding things on me. I have, isn't this interesting to listen to as you hear me? I have a radio broadcasting patch for Anaya. And it's really been fun to have you here. We'll put this online for you to listen to again so you can hear yourself back. And there's lots of really cool stuff. Have you been to the museum before?
Yes.
Okay, so you know, there's some neat stuff. Do you have a favorite part?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, and
just dismantled right now, right?
Well, some of it is right behind you. There's the tree, and the castle is now in the theater. The trolley is in the planetarium area. The fish tank and the traffic light are in another hallway. So the exhibit of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood has really been placed throughout the whole museum. And then right where that exhibit used to be is the make shop. And then coming in about 2 weeks is another Mr. Rogers exhibit called How People Make Things, which is in the process of being installed. So there's a lot for you to do and see here. And whether you go today or on a future time, I just hope you have a lot of fun. And it's a pleasure to have you. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Anaya?
And my other favorite room is the water room.
Oh, I like it there. I like it there a lot. By the way, I meant to ask you if you wanted to say hello to anybody who might be listening. I almost forgot. Any shout-outs?
I want to say hi to my mom, my dad, and Anthony, and Ashley's mom, and my dad.
Excellent. And is there anything else either of you would like to add? Ashley, Mark?
I'd just like to say that at Big Brothers Big Sisters, we are always looking for volunteers. So if there's anybody out there who is interested in volunteering, you can give us a call. Our number is 412-363-6100. And like I said, we're always looking for volunteers, especially male volunteers. We have a lot of potential little brothers who are waiting to be matched. So you can just give us a call.
The website is BBBSPGH. I'm sorry, BBBSPittsburgh.org. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, BBBSPittsburgh.org. 412-363-6100. And Ashley, anything?
I would just like to say that if you decide to get involved, it is a decision you will never regret.
Yes, Anaya, everybody could have Anaya. That would be great.
It really, you, I mean, you would be I hit the jackpot.
Ultimate. You'd be the ultimate little.
We have so much fun together.
Thanks to all three of you, and congratulations. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Today, and thanks to Cheryl Jones for her coordination of everything.